So we already discussed onabedinus. We discussed which other haflaga, right? So now vesad hachodesh. So the first issue about vesad hachodesh, it's sif beis in Simkov Peitas. But the first issue is, does it exist, right? Is there such a thing as vesad hachodesh? So what does that mean? Does it exist? Is there such a thing? So the Gemara in Samachal and Malalev seems to be talking directly about vesad hachodesh, right? The Gemara in Samachal and Malalev. See if I have it over here. Itmar. Ra'asa yom chamisha asa l'chodizeh, yom tezayin l'chodizeh, yom shiva asar l'chodizeh, rav amar kavala ves l'diluk, shmol amar ad shetashalich b'diluk. So they're arguing about diluk, but diluk about diluk of yimei chodesh, of the days of the month. So it seems to imply, like, pretty clearly that there must be such a thing as vesed achodesh. So the question of whether does it exist or not, you would think is an open and shut case. Did the Reitz thing, were you at the Reitz thing?
I just slept.
Oh.
They were like,
what is
doing,
it? Is it?
It's
something about Palestinians.
It's really cool, actually.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
There's this sheikh and like Rosh Yeshiva talking about. It's very cool.
Wow. Okay. A Reitz Rosh Yeshiva?
The Rabbi
no.
from Odniel.
Rosh
Yeshiva
from
Odniel
and the chief rabbi of Ofrat.
It was mixed religious.
And like one of the biggest like poskim in the Islamic world.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
what the tagline used to be? Nowhere but here. that is indeed okay. So Vesed HaChodesh. So there are three basic shitas about Vesed HaChodesh. First basic shita about Vesed HaChodesh is the shita of the Ravid Tosos on the spot on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, and the Ravid and Balei HaNefesh. That the Gemara is talking about Yom HaChodesh. So of course it's Vesed HaChodesh. It's good for the whole sugya is about Vesed HaChodesh. The Ra'ah, however, in Bedek HaBayis, in Bayis Zayin Shar Gimel, the Ra'ah writes that it's talking about the number of days after the Molad HaLavana, which is not exactly the Vesed HaChodesh, but it's very similar to it, right? It's the number of days after the Molad HaLavana. The Ramban, and according to the Rambam also, meaning the Ramban understands Ram this way, that it's about Haflaga. The Ramban has a very complicated explanation of what the Gemara means and how to read that into the Gemara, because if you read the Gemara, it doesn't sound like that at all, even just aside from the fact that it's such strange numbers to pick if you're talking about Haflaga, right? Why would you pick 15 days when you're talking about Haflaga, right? So even aside from that, But the Ramban has a very complicated explanation. Tosrit simply understands Chamisha Asur L'Chodesh Zeh means a haflaga of 15 days. L'Chodesh Zeh means her monthly cycle. So it's 50, redefining Chodesh as her cycle. So the even if you have a hard time with Ramban, which I do, the Tosrit is pretty explicit about it. I should mention. Berman pointed out to me that I just reminded me that I mentioned the other day the Rav Shulchan Aruch holds that Onabedinus is 31. I stand corrected. The Shulchan Aruch Rav does not hold like the Chavis Das 31 day Onabedinus. Shulchan Aruch Rav actually holds 30 days. Although he quotes both Shitos, he says that in Lazos from the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch is 30 days, and that is apparently the practice in Chabad. So even though Rav Moshe certainly held 31, and all the others who held 31, I think we were accurate about, but that one I was inaccurate about. So just a correction. If you're taking notes, you want to fix that. So that's to be aware of. Okay. So these are our three shitas. So we have the possibility that there is such a thing as Vesed HaChodesh. Possibility is but it's modified. It's not really Vesed HaChodesh. It's really about days from the Molad HaLavana. And the Ramban, that there's no such thing as Vesed HaChodesh, or even stronger and more strongly put, the Tosfos Rid, that when it says Yom Chamisha Asar L'Chodesh Zeh, it means Yom Chamisha Asar of her cycle. Now, obviously, that last Shita is very, very hard to read into the Gemara, and that's why, even though Vesed HaChodesh never appears explicitly in the Gemara, this Gemara seems to be the greatest raya to its existence. Because how can you start talking about being medaleg on the Chodesh if you haven't even had if you don't have the basis of a Vesed HaChodesh? So it seems to be a very strong raya. Tosus points out that the Gemara in Lamed Tes proves the notion of Vesed HaChodesh also, because the Gemara in Lamed Tes talks about Rasa B'Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Vishuv Rasa B'Rosh Chodesh Iyar, v'shuvrasa b'chaf hei l'chodesh yir v'nimshcha ri'iyasa ad Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So she sees Rosh Chodesh, chaf hei, but keeps on bleeding through Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara talks about. So a couple of vessels of Rosh Chodesh. And that can't be haflaga, because some of the months are mali and some are chaser. So that has to also be about Yom HaChodesh. So there may be multiple sources in Shas for the idea of Vesa Chodesh, and that's why it is widely accepted as fact that there is such a thing as Vesa Chodesh. Now, what's the Ramban's problem with it? Why is Ramban so opposed to the notion of Vesa Chodesh? So it's interesting. Ramban finds it impossible to believe that a woman's cycle would be based on whether Edim show up to Beis Din. Meaning, the Yimei HaChodesh are determined not by the Malach HaLevana alone, but by human factors. And sometimes, you know, to accommodate Olei Regalim, and we make adjustments, and we... So the Ramban finds it impossible that a traffic jam on the highway into Yerushalayim is going to determine whether the women in Klal Yisrael get their period that day or the next day. Right? That's essentially the Ramban's got. It's pretty good timing, right? Meaning that...
Can you just say, like, the Rada?
What do you mean?
There's going to the Molad, not a
point. Ah, so we'll get there as well. Okay? So the Ramban, so that's what the Ramban finds difficult to believe. And he points out that the Rambam never mentions Vesa Chodesh, but La Halacha, interestingly, even though that's what the Ramban writes in Chidushin, La Halacha, in Hilchus Nidah Ramban, he says we should be Choshesh for those who think it does exist. And therefore, he says, he quotes it in the Hilchus Nidah Ramban. So La Halacha, even though the Ramban doesn't buy it, he says you have to be choshish for it. You do have to assume that such a thing exists. We'll go through the shitos right now a little bit more carefully. If you want to see a basic summary of the shitos, a very bare bones summary, the Shach Sivkat Yud Gimel gives a basic summary of the shitos from Rishonim about this. Well, let's just go through it. With that, not much more detail, but a little bit. The Ra'ah in Bet Gabayis thinks the Ramban's kasha is a good kasha, right? But as Ali pointed out, yeah, it's a good kasha, and that's why he solves the kasha. He takes care of the kasha. How does he take care of the kasha? He says it's not the traffic jam that determines; it's the mullet halavana that determines, and that's how you determine. That's how you cheshbin the Vesa HaChodesh, which is really amazing if you think about what the Ra'ah is saying and the practical implications of that. Meaning this app has to be so sophisticated that it needs to know not just the Hebrew calendar, but the Molad HaLevana. So it needs to be like linked into NASA, right, in order to calculate if it's a real Vesa. That's pretty serious. Placey makes it even worse. How long is a Jewish month?
So can you give a little background to the Molad HaLevana?
Yeah, so let's do that right. I can give a little, like I can't really give much, but how long is a lunar month? 29, 12, 793, right? 29 days, 12 hours, 793 halakhic. That's how long a lunar month is, and therefore, that's why half of our months are 29-day months, half of our months are 30-day months, because we don't make a Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the day. Either the whole day is Rosh Chodesh, or the whole day is not Rosh Chodesh. So that's the assumption. But sometimes we'll declare Rosh Chodesh the day after the Molad HaLevana, the day before the Molad, because we're never really mamish, not the day before, but we're never really mamish on target. So as a result of that, and the place he points out even more, which I don't know if I really understand it, but the place he points out in Sivkat and Zayin, Rebbein Snaibshitz, that our cheshbon of 29, 12, 793 is not really true either. Meaning that's an average. When you take thousands of months, so the average between all of them is 29, 12, 793. But the average is not going to determine the woman's cycle. What's going to determine the woman's cycle? The reality is what's going to determine the woman's cycle. Right? So he says it can't be that every woman has to be like a scientist, in order to figure this out, in order to figure out her vestos. So that's why the place he thinks the Ra'ah is not a tenable solution. It's not a possibility that's the way that things are going to work. Okay, that is as far as the Ra'ah is concerned. Comes along the Rashba, famous Shitas HaRashba, and this is not really so nogel la halacha, but like you can't learn Hilchos Nida and like not at least, you know, hear this Rashba. You know, this is like and the Shaf quotes, of course. The Rashba Mishmar Sabayis says that Kol Masha Bezin Shalmata Osa Bezin Shalmaila Maskimi Mimai. I don't have the Ramban's problem. Ramban's problem that how could a traffic jam on the highway into Yerushalayim affect a woman's cycle? Of course it can. Because if Bezin passes something down here, it affects what happens in Bezin Shalmaila. The Teva conforms to the Kvius of the Sanhedrin. And that's a Beferish Yerushalmi in the Darim. Shach quotes, it's Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin as well, that when Beis Din is Ma'aber Shana, we mentioned it the other day, the girl's Besulim will be Chozer. Meaning a girl, the Gemara makes the assumption she has to be before the age of three, she loses her Besulim and it will come back. And after the age of three, she loses her Besulim and it will never come back. What if they were Ma'aber the Shana? So now there's an extra month in the year. So now she's not yet 3 years old. Oh, good. So now her Besulim will be Chozer. But it's a reality. What do you mean? Get her examined by a doctor. They'll be able to tell if she has Besulim or she doesn't have Besulim. It's a reality. No, the reality will conform to whatever Beis Din decides. So why should it be any different over here? The Shach discusses Sifkat Nid Gimel. This may affect you, may Nida, you may Ziva as well. Now, the question is, you know, whether you like the Rashba or you don't like the Rashba, it's not the Rashba. It's Yerushalmi. Right? So if you're a Ramban, you're going to have to deal with the Yerushalmi. Why would this be any different than the case of the Yerushalmi? Is there any difference between Vestos versus, you know, Herbasulim and Chozum? So the... Yeah, ideas? No? What? No? Okay, yeah. Oh, very good. So there are a couple of different approaches. That's definitely one of them. We'll get to it in a second. Yeah, so the place he says, Yerushalmi only says that human nature will change based on Beis Din, not animal nature. Whoa. Who's talking about animals? And you're talking about women, right? You take this quote out of context. I remember, you guys were probably very young, and they asked Rav Shechter once if a woman could read the ksuba under the chuppah. So there's no halachic problem. Then why can't? So he said, reading the ksuba is not halachic. A parrot could read the ksuba under the chuppah. A monkey could read the ksuba under the chuppah, but it's not something that we do. You know, we don't look for more public roles for women. That's not pederach hatznius. So the front page, not the front, I don't know if it was front page or not, but in the Heilige New York Jewish Week, Reitz Rosh Yeshiva compares women to monkeys. It's like the headline might have been Jewish Week editor total Ama Aretz, right? Meaning, like there's such a principle called Maisa Kof, right? And he was just paraphrasing Maisa Kof, that it's something that doesn't require there's no halachic significance. And that's the term we use, Maisakov, that a monkey can do about. So what? So over here, there's going to be another, smicha director or whatever I'm called, you know, and it compares women. No, so the place he says like this. The Gemara itself directly links the Dinam of Vestos to the Dinam of Sharamur. So they're going to impact each other. So since Sharamur is connected to Vestos, and they have to be consistent with each other, the Dinam of Vestos have to be consistent with the Dinam of Shara Muad. Assumption, major assumption. We'll have to see whether that's true. So Vestos must not change based on Pesach Beis Din, because Shara Muad is not going to change based on Pesach Beis Din. Animals' nature doesn't change based on Pesach Beis Din, only people's nature. So, okay, that place is difficult for a number of reasons. No, let's count them. What's difficult about it?
It's not really totally on the Dinam of Shara Muad.
Yes, first of all, who says that whatever you pass by Sharm one necessarily has to be exactly the same when it comes to Vestas? Maybe that's not true. We're going to see when we get to Rav and Shmuel. Yeah, what else?
Even if it were true, why are you choosing to start with Sharm one? Why not?
Right, who told you that Sharm one is the starting point and not Vestas? Furthermore, Mehechi Tesi, that animals aren't part of nature also. Meaning if things are affected by nature, and basically Shalmala is masculine or whatever, some Mehechi Tesi, that animals aren't considered either. Part of it's a difficult place. That's the suggestion of the place. Chsam Sofer in the Tshuva, Chela Gimel Simin Vav. Nature will only change to avoid a stira between the natural world and Psak Beis Din. Vestals don't create any such stira. I think that's what Gabe was saying, right? Meaning that if there's a halacha that a three-year-old is at a point where b'sulei chozrin, and less than three is b'sulei chozrin, so now we're going to have a psak basin that goes against, you know, that goes against the mitzvahs. So that can't be. But over here, there's nothing. There's no stira. It's just determining whether she has a vessel. She doesn't have a vessel, right? It doesn't have to conform to nature. So she won't have a vessel. So there's no vessel in the chodesh. It's not the end of the world. She doesn't need a vessel. It's not like a halachic requirement. Well, I mean, according to Shittas Rav Meir, it is a halachic requirement. She can't get married to that one. But she doesn't need a vessel in the chodesh. She could have a vessel in aflaga. She could have some other kind of vessel. And finally, Rav Vosner in Shevet HaLevi, in Shiri Shevet HaLevi, says that if the Vesra Chodesh would depend on the day of the month, then the Ramban would agree that it depends on Psak Beis Din. But it's based on Molar HaLavana, which has nothing to do with Psak Beis Din. Meaning, if the Ramban buys into the Ra'ah, then this has nothing to do with Psak Beis Din. The Molar HaLavana is a reality. It's not a Psak Beis Din. Meaning, if you're really going to count the Vesra Chodesh from the Molad, so then you're not relying on Psak Beis Din for anything. Beis Din could never declare it Rosh Chodesh, but I'm just counting based on the Molad. And the Molad is just reality. And that's what she's tied into. She's tied into reality. She's not tied into Psak Beis Din at all. So those are three Mahalchim, and how the Ramban is going to deal with Yerushalmi. It is possible for a woman to have multiple Veser HaChodeshes simultaneously. Right? You have that Beferish and Shulchan Aruch later. If you look in Se'if Lamed Beis, Pa'amim She'isha Kovas LeVeses B'toch Veses, Ketzad, Ra'as HaSholosh Pa'amim B'Rosh Chodesh, U'Revi'is B'Beis LeChodesh U'B'Rosh Chodesh, V'Chein B'Chamishis U'B'Shishis, Vestos, that a woman could be kovea two vestos simultaneously. Meaning she could have a vestos for both Rosh Chodesh and the second day of the month. What if? So let's discuss this vestos Chodesh for a second. What if a woman gets her period on day 30 of the month, right? So what's the problem? Next month is not going to have a day 30. It's going to be chaser, typically. So how do you deal with the Vesach Chodesh? So what are the logical possibilities? Any logical?
Count it as the first.
Why? Why would you count it as the first?
Because this would be the first of the month if it were chaser.
Right. Good. Meaning, and it's actually called Rosh Chodesh.
Right.
Yeah.
Or the 29th.
What?
29th,
last day of the month. Okay? Any other logical possibilities?
If it's the day of the month, maybe it goes to the next time you're 30.
Maybe you skip one. It's like when you have a February 29th birthday. That you only turn a year older every 4 years. Right? So, maybe it works like that. So the Prideya is quoted and rejected by the Aruch HaShulchan, but it's quoted, says that it's a vesed for the last day of the month, whether it's 29 or 30. Okay. That's one possibility. I guess one such that. Then you have the second possibility, that maybe since the 30th day is the first day of Rosh Chodesh, it's a Vesak for Rosh Chodesh, which is essentially what Yoni said. Badei HaShulchan suggests to only worry about the 30th day the next time there is one. Right? So three for three, right? Good. That's Rav Willig's Shita. This Lechora is Nogea, right? One out of every 30 women. they'll get the period at some point, right? So on the 30-day month, it's, right? This is Lechora. I've never been asked the Shaila. 20 years. Never been asked the Shaila. It's a little strange, huh? Like, why haven't people asked this? So. Okay, I don't know. So, I guess because the app tells them. I don't know. I wonder what the app does. Test it.
Who was the Shita about besides for Yoni, that it was just
I don't know. I think if you look around in Badei HaShulchan, he'll quote it, but I don't know. What I didn't find anybody saying was that, what's the whole point of Ves Sheinu Kavua? How does Ves Sheinu Kavua work? I mean, why? Why am I being choshish for Ves Sheinu Kavua? Because what? We're concerned I'm starting a Ves Kavua, that this is going to be the beginning of a Ves Kavua. What happens if she sees 30th day this month? 29th, pick whichever sheet you want. 29th day next month, and then 30th day the month after. Does she have Ves Kavua? No, it's not a Ves Kavua. Maybe you shouldn't have to worry about it b'chlal, because it can't be the beginning of a Ves Kavua. No? Meaning, is it possible to say that when a Veses She'enu Kavua can't possibly be leading to a Ves Kavua, then you could ignore it? I would have thought that's possible to say. Apparently it's not, because nobody says it, as far as I was able to find.
I saw there's a Chuvah Tzemach Tzedek that says that.
Oh, okay. Shkayach. Imamish says that?
Yeah, he says
that. You just don't have to be choshish with it. With any other sniffing?
I didn't see it inside, but I saw it.
I would say, you know, you'd add the sniff that maybe Vesach HaKodesh doesn't exist, the Ramban, you know, add something. But, okay, good.
Isn't one of the reasons we are choshish in the Vesach just not to do with establishing Vesach HaKodesh, just because we're nervous? It's not exclusively about establishing
Besa Kavua. Well, I would say that about Onabainen is just because we're nervous, because it's all the Tira. But everything else is that what Mehechi Tesi, that you think she's going to bleed pump that day.
What happened last month that day?
But that's what it means. You're saying the same thing. It happened last month, and that's why I think this might be her. It might be our body.
It's different than saying because I'm worried about eventually establishing Besa Kavua. It just means I'm worried right now. It's a different thing.
Yeah, but I don't think there's any. I don't think there's any such svar in halacha that it happened last month that day. But I don't really think this is what she is. But still, I'm just going to do it because I have randomly pick a day. So that shita again, I didn't know is Tzemach Tzedek, which is very interesting. But that really leads to the next question. I mean, this idea of, before the next question. So this idea that. If you can't be establishing a Ves Kavua, should you be Choshesh for the Ves Sheinu Kavua? So if she sees on three consecutive Rashi Chadashim, but one of them is really the 30th day, meaning one of them is really the first day of Rosh Chodesh, and there are two days of Rosh Chodesh. Is that a Ves Kavua? Do you say that there could be a Ves Kavua for Rosh Chodesh? Even though when you number the days of the month, they're actually different numbers. Right? There's day 1, day 30, and day 1. So the Bach says that she's Koveh Veses, L'Rosh Chodesh, and has to observe both days of Rosh Chodesh as Veses. Wow. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. Quoting the Bach, he says that taima, the reason is the kibud derasa shnei pam rosh chodesh gamur talina naveses gam biyom alav shel rosh chodesh v'amrin dayom shekorin bar rosh chodesh goreim ri'iyasa. Hayom shekorin bar rosh chodesh goreim ri'iyasa. The day that people call rosh chodesh, even though the reality is it's not rosh chodesh, that's goreim the ri'iya. A day you say halel is goreim the ri'iya. Skipping tachnun, okay, that I hear already. Skipping Tachnun is Gorim the Re'iyah. So Rav Moshe Weinberger says that, like, for a woman who doesn't attend, like, Shachris on a daily basis, she would think, probably, that, like, that Tachnun is a time where they tie everyone down and they beat them. Because, like, if you miss Tachnun that day, everyone's, like, skipping to the Long Island Railroad in the morning, like, oh, what a beautiful day. And it's like, that's going to be Gorim the Re'iyah, says the Aruch HaShulchan, explaining the Bach. Wow. It says, But Mistimus Lashon HaPoskim Mashma to call Yom Rosh Chodesh Havil Gamri Ke Rosh Chodesh Gomor V'chein Mestaver Shai Be'emes Kol Chodesh Eino Magia L'Shtoymus HaYamim The Kol Chodesh Hu Chavtas Yom V'yid Be'eshoz Tav Shil Tzadi Gimel Chalak. And he says, you know what, the Bach sounds crazy as it sounds. Why? Because we're never really at Rosh Chodesh anyway. Meaning, it's really dependent on the Malach HaLevana. So, we're not really there anyway. The way we observe Vesach Chodesh is just based on what we call things anyhow. So if it's going to be based on what we call things, so good, you can call the 30th day Rosh Chodesh. So Sugya Megillah, Minayin She'in Mechashim Sha'os L'Chadoshim, that we don't get it exact. But, and says the Aruch HaShulchan, V'chein Yesh L'Horos L'Nias Daiti. That's Yesh HaPaskin. Wow. All right, that's as far as Veses HaChodesh is concerned. Let's get into Veses HaDiluk a little bit.
Questions? That was for 2 days straight that you have
According to the Bach, yeah, because they have Veses for Rosh Chodesh. So
how does that fit into the conversation yesterday about, you know...
Probably not 2 days straight, probably you have the night off in between, right? Meaning it's for Yom, assuming it's Yom, or if it's night, then you have the day off in between.
Oh, so maybe I was
going
to ask how it fits into the
ona,
whether it needs to be consistently...
Yeah, it's got to be that ona, but...
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I would think. Yeah.
It could be the psychological thing that affects her hormones, that she knows I usually see Dom and Rosh Chodesh, so...
Right, meaning with all of these things, you have to say that, yeah. You know, someone was asking me this morning about the Yimei HaShavua, you know, that she bleeds every whatever number of weeks on Tuesdays. So what? How could that be? You know, the whole days of the week thing is just a convention. It's just, you know, because God chose to create the world in 6 days and rest on the seventh. So that's why we have a 7 day week. But there's nothing compelling in nature to make it a 7 day 7 day week. So how could that be affecting her cycle? So the truth is that habits affect the person's cycle. You know, there was years ago I was just reading the biography of Rav Avram Kalmanovich that years ago in like the 1950s there were a number of countries that were pushing very hard to change the week, to change the length of the week. Because there's nothing compelling in any way, in nature. So they wanted to have like a 9 day week and a 3 day weekend or something like that. You know, they wanted to just change the whole system. Probably not a 3 day week, probably keep a 2 day weekend and a 9 day week, and that way you'd be more productivity. So it was saying how Kalmanovich fought, you know, he gathered politicians from every country to fight against this, got the UN involved. Because it would be a disaster to the Jewish people. Imagine you have to cheshbon when Shabbos is, when it's not Saturday. You know, it would be very, very difficult. It would be very challenging. And the work week, what that would do for us as far as professionally, you know. And so anyway, but I mean, that just underscores the point. It's only convention. It's not reality. But a person gets into habits, and you're used to on Tuesday, you know, there's a Shira Tuesday, and there's Bible class, whatever, you know, whatever you get used to, so that's, you know, a milch dinner, or whatever, I don't know, whatever your routine is, so that maybe affects a person's body. Okay, let's get into Veses HaDiluk. In Sifir Aleph, Shulchan Aruch talks about this, but the Shulchan Aruch tells us that Veses HaDiluk is something we're only going to worry about once it's kavua. We're not going to be choshesh for Veses HaDiluk. Right? Dilga pamachas or shtayim ein choshesh l'diluk, av bishu choshesh l'shar vessels b'pamachas, ein choshesh Veses HaDiluk ashtikvanu, which highlights a point, and that is that, yes, there are any number of patterns that a woman can establish, but there are certain common ones, and the common ones are the ones that we have to be choshesh for. The less common ones, when they happen, we'll see that they happen, but until they happen, we're not going to be choshesh for them. So, the sugya, let's just see what the Gemara says first. The sugya in Shas is Nidhi Samtal and Malta at the top. So we mentioned the Gemara before. Rasa Yom Chamisha Asr L'Chodesh Shisha Asr L'Chodesh Shiva Asr L'Chodesh 3 months in a row, 15, 16, 17. Rav Amar Kavala Ves L'Diluk. That's already Kavis Ves L'Diluk. And Shmuel Amar Ad Shetashalish B'Diluk. She has to have 3 skippings. So she didn't skip 3 times yet. Good. So the Gemara first suggests that it must be that everyone agrees the Re'iyah Rishon is Ola Lamin, that the first Re'iyah actually counts. It's just that they're arguing about how long it takes to make a Chazakah, how many times for a Chazakah, Shas Machlokas, is two times the chazaka, is three times the chazaka, and that's the machlokas. But then the Gemara says, no. Dekuli alma kram shimon gamliel. Everyone holds three times the chazaka. Rav savar chamisha asar miminyana. Rav holds that the first ri'ya counts. Ushmol savar kim to abedilu chazise. Lav miminyana. And Shmuel will say, it doesn't count because it wasn't bedilu. And only those ri'yos that are bedilu are going to count. So the Gemara has one challenge against Rav and one challenge against Shmuel. So you have to try to figure out, is there any indicator in the Gemara as to how to pask it? Right? So the Gemara challenges Rav from a Braisa, because the Braisa tells us, Haysalamuda liyosro yom tezvav. A woman always had a veskavor for tezvav. Vishin so liyom tezayin, zevzasur. 1 month she sees tezayin, now they're both asur. Shin so liyom shiva asur, hutashisha asur v'nesar, chamisha asur v'shiva asur. The next month she's day 17, so day 16 is out because it was a veshena kavor anyway. Day 15 is still in because it was Ves Kavur. Day 17 is in because it was the last Re'iyah. Shinsel Yom Shmona Asar Hutru Kulan Vein Asar Mishmona Asar Ve'elach. Once she sees 18 the next month, then the following month is going to be 19. You could forget about 15. She has a new Ves Kavua. It's Ves Kavua L'diluk. But it took 4 Re'iyahs. 15, 16, 17, 18. And only then are you Choshesh for 19. Kashan Rav. So the Gemara answers, Lumud Deshaini. It's not a Kashan Rav. That was where she had a previous Ves Kavua. So when you had a previous, the first Riyah was part of a different Ves Kavua, then you're not going to count it as part of this new Ves Kavua. But if the first Riyah was not part of any pattern, so why not combine it with this pattern? So it's not a Raya against Rav. So the Gemara challenges Shmuel, also from a Braisa. Rasa Yomesim Echad B'Chodzeh, Yomesim Shain B'Chodzeh, Yomesim V'Slosha B'Chodzeh, 21, 22, 23, Havel of Esses. That's a Ves Kavur. Sirgul Yomesim Arba, Lo Kavel of Esses. If she skips, say Rugin, right? She skips a step, then it's not going to be Kavis Esses. But apparently three Riyos is enough, 21, 22, 23. So Shmuel answers, no, the case assumes that she previously had a Ves Kavur Liyamchav. It must be that we're assuming she previously had a Ves Kavur Liyamchav. So there actually are three dilugim that are going on over here. Any indication that Gemara had a pasuk? And what do you do if there is no indication? Rav, right? Rav Yisur. So if you're going to pasuk like Shmuel, it must be because you hold there's an indication in the Gemara that tells you to pasuk like Shmuel. Or another sugya in Shas somewhere that tells you to pasuk like Shmuel. So before we get out of here, just to explain the machlokas. The Ramban on Shas over there, and the Rashba also, write that Rav holds that the first Re'iyah is part of that pattern. So his Lashon is, Dimisha'a Rishona Kivna L'Diluk. Even though it hasn't yet been a Diluk by the first Re'iyah, since it's part of that pattern, you see that that was part of, that it was already headed in the Diluk direction from the first Re'iyah. Meaning the path of Diluk starts at that first Re'iyah. So you don't need three dilugim, you need three re'iyos that take you on a path of dilug. That's the Lashon Ramban. Misha'a Rishona Kivna L'Dilug. The first re'iyah is part of that framework, that path of dilug within which it sees. And Shmuel is Kipshuto, they need three dilugim. The Ravid of Balei Hanefesh says a little bit differently. The Ravid essentially says that Rav holds that a Vesel Dilug is very much like a Vesel Achodesh, whereas Shmuel holds it's much more like a Vesel Aflaga. Meaning, Shmuel's concerned about what happens in between, and Rav is concerned about day of. Meaning, Ves HaChodesh requires three Riyos. Ves HaFlaga requires four Riyos. What's a Ves L'Diluk? It's tied to the days of the month, but it's about the fact, it's not the same day of the month, it's about the fact that you're skipping something. So, that maybe relates more to the days in between. Those are the two ways to understand the Machlokas that I saw in Rishon. So how do we pass it? So the Rashba and the Rash pass on like Rav, as you'd expect. Right? Why wouldn't you pass on like Rav? The Rambam, like Shmuel. Why in the world did you pass on like Shmuel? So the Ramban explains why the Rambam would pass on like Shmuel. Because when the Gemara quoted the Braisa that was a Kasha at Shmuel, what was the Braisa that was a Kasha at Shmuel? It said she sees, they 21 this month, 22 the next month, 23 the next month. Now she has a Vesel Dilug. I kashan Shmuel. So was Gemara's answer. No, she was ready kavua for Yom Chav. And the next words of the Gemara were Dekanami. Dekanami means, and the Brisa would do it that way, because why else would you pick day 21? What a random number to pick. You'd start with a nice round number, like 20. So it must be that she did start with a round number. You want to come up with a fictional case, you want to come up with an example, you would start with 20, you wouldn't start with 21. Although they say, like, if you want to tell the story, the more strange details you add in, the more realistic it sounds. Okay, that's for our public speaking class. But the Gemara would have picked 20 Dekanami. The Dekanami, says the Ramban, is what tipped off the Rambam, that it must be this breaks the rule of Hilchos Krav Yisurim. It's a little difficult that that's going to break a rule. There's a question of how that rule came about. Right? Hilchos Krav Yisurim, Mechitesi. Why should Rav always be correct in Isser V'Hetter, Shmuel always be correct in Dine Mamanis? So there's a rush in Baba Kama that discusses this directly. Rav Shechter likes to quote this. Rav Shechter always adds a little extra knage to it. The Rush writes that Rav was a bigger expert in Issur V'Hetter, and Shmuel was a bigger expert in Dine Mamanis. Meaning, if you had a Chosh Mishpah case, you knew that you called up Shmuel. He ran the basin for Chosh Mishpah. And if you had a Shaila of Kashrus in the kitchen, you called up Rav. He was the one. He was the halacha hotline, you know, that you would go to. So you had more shimush in that area. So that's why they were greater experts. Shechter always likes to add that they didn't go in with a plan to Paskin. Rush doesn't say this part. But I'm not sure where Shechter has. I think quotes from Haran Salvation or something. That they didn't go in with a plan to Paskin. They went in and they had all of these shailas to Paskin. So they all get together in the basement and the Chum argue out each and every shaila. And they say, okay, we pass on the Rav over here, let Shmuel here, Rav here, Shmuel here. And then they look at the end of the day, they look at the list and they're like, oh my gosh, such a crazy coincidence. We always pass on the Rav in Issur V'Hetter, and we always pass on Shmuel in Dine Mamanis. And it wasn't a crazy coincidence, it was because Rav was the greater expert. It's a little different than what the Rosh is saying. The Rosh is saying that they chose to pass in like Rav because they knew that he was a greater expert, right? So to override the expertise by a Dekanami, you know, so if you hold, like Rav Shechter says, that, you know, they just happen to vote, so then you see the conversation in the Beis Medrash was Dekanami like Shmuel, so you see that the vote must have been like Shmuel. But if you say that they made a conscious decision that we're always going to pass on like Rav Yisuri, it's hard to imagine that a Dekanami would override that. The Raiviv in Balei HaNefesh, very relevant lahalacha, the Raiviv in Balei HaNefesh says that even though Hilchos Krav Yisuri, this relates to Dine Mamanis as well. And this goes back to what we were talking about before, right? Because this is a case, it also relates to Sharamua. So we should just be machmir in all cases. By Negichos, which pass like Shmuel, then until Dalei Negichos Bedilug, you can't make the Bala Shar pay Nezek Shalim. By Vestos, which we machmir for both Rav and Shmuel. He's how you can decide. It's something that relates to Din Mamanis and his Vatr. You can't decide. So, what does it mean to be machmir both Rav and Shmuel? What if it happens three times? That she sees day 15, 16, 17. So, what do you do? So, we're Choshesh for the Dilug and require three times to uproot it. You're going to have to be Choshesh. If it happened 15, 16, 17, you have to be Choshesh for 18 the next month. And you're going to continue to be Choshesh until you uproot that Diluk. But you still have to be Choshesh for the other vessels, for the Vesta Chodesh and Vesta Flaga, because she may not have a Vesta Kavua. So you're going to have to be Machmir all around. So how do we Paskin? So the Mechaber, and if Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Kate, Hakavaz Bimei Chodesh B'Diluk, Kigon Sharasa B'Tezva B'Nisan Tezayin B'Iyar Yud Zayin B'Sivan Lo Kavaveses Achitir B'Yud Ches B'Tamuz. Like Shmua Shein Riyar Rishon M'Saref Kivin Shein Aflag Shavos Umiyu Im Hayi Laveses Kodem Shizchila V'Achar Kach Shin Savarasa B'Diluk Shalosh Pamim Kavaves B'Diluk Like Shmua Fi Shafar Rishon B'Diluk Rasa Osa Shedilgum Yvesa Kavula V'Yesh Omrim Sha'af al pishal al rasel b'tesva b'nisan tezayin b'yer v'yud zayin b'sivan kavla v'eses b'choshes v'yud ches b'tam z'yud ches b'av. That three times is enough. V'chein li'olam. And then the Mechaber has words, V'yesh lachash l'dvayim l'achmir. V'choshe shabot shitas. Right, so the Mechaber quotes Shmuel, then Rav, and says, we should be choshesh for everybody. You look back at Sif Hei, the Mechaber writes, sometimes you can have a hafloga that's bediluk. Kigon sherasa hayom, v'rasa shenis l'sof shloshim, u'shlishis l'shloshim ve'echod, u'revius l'shloshim u'shnayim. Kaval veses l'diluk shel haflogos. That's already kvias ves for diluk shel haflogos. How many was that? So by haflogos, it's going to be a little tricky, because if you're going to need three dilugin, right, by haflogos, how many re'eos will that take? According to Shmuel, it will take five re'eos, right? So what did the Mechaber say? She was rasa hayom, that's one re'ya, second time l'sof shloshim, third time shloshim ve'echad, fourth time shloshim shnayim, no fifth one, kavala veses. She's ready kovea veses. Sounds like the Mechaber's paskening, like Rav. And there's no Yesh Omrin, there's no being machmir like both tails. So that's what the Shach writes. Mashmat ba'arba rios kaves l'diluk, v'ayinu dafka l'das ha'yesh machmirin d'l'kaman ziv zayim. This is only working within Shitas Rav. Chayin kasu prisho b'sif lamed zayim, chayin mashmat tosos, fine.
This is where? This is the Shach where?
The Shach siv katan ches. Right? Which means to say that the Mechaber is assuming when you read Sif Hei that you either have or will read Sif Zayin and you'll figure it out then. It's kind of wild, no? Because there's no indication over here in Sif Hei, and it's one thing if it came earlier, so he'll be somech on what he wrote earlier. It's almost like it's a, you know, stan v'achar kach machlokas, right? Where ein halacha kistan. So this is in Shas we say like that. That if you have a machlokas v'achar kach stam, the halacha is like a stam, because you assume Rabbi Dan Asi got the machlokas out of the way first, and then he came to a conclusion. But stam v'achar kach machlokas, you assume that the halacha is not like the stam, that he discovered that there's another shita. So maybe that same style of writing, the Mechaber chose the same style of writing.
Maybe I misunderstood the stira, but I thought the issue was if hey, the Mechaber says something like Rav, which would come out even Lakula to wipe out the other vessels.
Yeah.
So maybe you could say Sif Hei is only talking about the initial kvias. In other words, the number of re'is it takes to establish the vessels as a vessels of Kula.
Yeah, but that carries with it Nachminus.
Right, but he's not talking about wiping away the other vessels.
No, that's one of the nafkaminas, is wiping away the other vessels. Maybe you see that it's not. Right? Do you have to be choshish for the vessel sheinuk? That's probably, it's just a standard nafkamina of having a vessel, I think. So, yeah. The Balamar, in his Hasagas on the Ravid, says a fourth shita. So what do we have? We have the Rashba and the Rosh passing like Rav straight. Hilchos Krav Yisurim. What's that we're talking about? The Rambam, Hilchos Shmuel, because Dekanami. And the Ravid and Balei Nefesh, gotta be Machmir for everybody, because we don't know what to do.
Yeah. The Torah says that the Rosh is part of Shitat Shmuel.
The Torah says
that the Rambam, the Ramban, and the Rosh all passing like
Shmuel. Oh, does he?
Yeah.
I thought I saw the Rosh passing. The Rosh quotes both tales.
I didn't see the Rosh in fact.
I thought he was both days. Okay.
That's
what the Rush holds. Okay. Ah, okay. Fine. All right. But there are three Shitos so far. Comes along the Balamar, and he says, well, by Vestos, he's passing like Rav because it's Isuri. By Nikichos, he's passing like Shul because it's Dini. The Gemara links the two. Oh, come on. It can't really be Tully Zebizet. It's not mistaver that they'd be telling us that. The Rush in the fourth paragraph of Bava Kamma quotes Yesh Me HaGadolim, that the primary machlokas is by Vestos, and the Gemara just compares it to Megichos. So if that's the case, that would lead you to Pasan HaGrav, right? The primary machlokas is really about Vestos. that you have sometimes, that a machlokas in one area of halacha will impact another area of halacha. Just to close up the dilug discussion, there are some other issues that relate to dilug. Right? A basic issue. What if she skips a month? Right? What if she sees 15, 16, 17, 18, and then the next month she sees, I don't know, she doesn't see at all, or she sees on 22. What do you do the next month? What was the case again? 15, 16, 17, 18, right? So that next month, after she didn't see, are you choshish 19, or do you pretend 19 already happened because that was the missing month, and now you're choshish 20, right? So So who was it? The Bach. The Bach writes that she should be choshish l'chath b'chodesh, meaning if she saw 15, 16, 17, 18, and not 19, the following month she should be choshish for 20.
From the year, right?
L'chodesh. No, but meaning I'm not assuming haflaga, I'm assuming Yom HaChodesh. Now, I'm not clear that he would hold this if she saw on a different day in the missing month, like on 23. Meaning maybe she should be choshish for 20 or 24 maybe, because it's a diluk from that. And maybe her, someone mentioned this to me this morning, that maybe that's what she's koveh, that she's koveh to be medallic. So even though last month was strange and she saw in 23 out of nowhere, okay, but now she's going to be medallic and she'll see 24. I don't know. The Ramban just adds, and this is Machlok, Ramban Ra'a, the Ramban adds that skipping 2 days at a time is also a vestal. If she sees, you know, 13, 15, 17, 19, so that's also a vessel. And the next one will be 21, just count by twos. The Ra'ah disagrees, thinks it's too strange. Meaning, there are vestos and there are coincidences. So the Ra'ah says that's where you draw the line. That's be one day off. Yeah.
The question we had before about this HaKodesh is on the 30th, does the same apply here? In other words, if you say, you're going to
27, 28,
eventually
you get to the end
of the month.
Yeah, so it's not clear to me what happens, right? Even before we get to that, there's discussion directly in the post, the numbers go down, right? She sees, and let's assume haflaga, right? So she sees 30 days later, 29 days later, 28 days later, 27 days later, 26 days later. So do you now keep on being choshish for that vesa? So the Raivin and Balei HaNefesh and the Shach and Sifkat Ches say it still counts as a vesa. But the Plesi disagrees. Why does the Plesi disagree?
Zero.
Because it can't go like that forever. If it goes like that forever, she'll die. She'll just bleed out. She can't just be bleeding constantly. So since there's no end game for it, so that can't be a Veskavur. Because Veskavur is something that has to be able to continue indefinitely. Which leads me back to Zev's question, right? Meaning, once it gets to 30, what do you do the next month? So, two possibilities. Rosh Chodesh, right? Or, it just disappears. You're done. According to the Plesi, it can't be that it just disappears. Because then it just wouldn't be a Vesed in the first place. Right, a vessel has to be something that can theoretically continue indefinitely. Now, if you're talking about haflagos, so that's great. You know, she will be on the most steady course to menopause ever. Right, if it's haflagos that just increase by one day, that's not the way menopause actually works. Right, sometimes she'll go 2 months without seeing dam, and then she'll see 6 weeks later, and then 10 weeks later, and then you know till it disappears. But if at least it's a possibility that ultimately she got to a point where she doesn't see Dam anymore. That's a good one. Now, there are other vessels that require more than three re'eos. First of all, Haflaga B'diluk, which we already saw in Shulchan Aruch. Tosfos in Dibra Masul Itmar over there in Samach Dalet talks about this explicitly. The only thing is, it's not clear what Tosfos is saying. We know what the topic. He's definitely talking about a flag of bedilug, right? So if she has a flag of 28, 29, 30, 31, So there are three shittos what Tosos actually means to say. And each shita tries very hard to read it into Tosos. The Shach Sivkat Nechaz, the Bira Gra, that the same machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, just to add a day. I mean, just to add an extra ri'iyah. That if Rav said three by Yom HaChodesh B'diluk, and Shmuel said four by Yom HaChodesh B'diluk, and we know that a flood always requires another one, so it will be four and five. Okay, very mistaver, Mechara. The Shmuel is going to need three dilugim. You don't have three dilugim, you don't have your first dilug until your third ri'iyah. So fourth ri'iyah is your second dilug, fifth ri'iyah is your third dilug. Good. Yeah?
I'm sorry, I know there are three different ways to understand Tosfos. What is it that Tosfos would say that could be understood in three different ways?
Yeah, exactly. Look at it. See what is it? It's unclear.
I know there are three different ways to understand it. There has to be something basic and then three different ways.
The basic is that. He's talking about Haflaga B'dilug. Right?
In what context? How to
in the context of the sugya about Yom HaChodesh B'dilug. So he talks about, how to calculate Haflaga B'dilug. If you look, they you could try to read it in. I don't have my Gemara with me right now, so I can't tell you the words. The Rashash, in the back of the Gemara Nida, and the Chaznish writes this way in Simon Pei Vav, say that everyone agrees it takes five Riyas. What? Why would that be the case? Even Rav is going to agree that it takes five Riyas? So that could be because the tour just said five and he didn't indicate that it's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, but the tour in another place seems to be a bit of a stira, and it's unclear what in the world the svara would be. The Chaznish tries to explain it. I don't understand it.
If you understand Rav was like the Ravitz Bayer, the only reason he said three was because like a Yom HaKodesh. So when you have a flug of the Jiluk, so how long does it take to recognize a pattern? It takes a total of three years to see it the first time.
Meaning if you hold that fundamentally a Vesav Diluk is really a Yom HaChodesh, and that's why Rav held that you need three. So when you have a Diluk on Haflugos, there's no way that's Yom HaChodesh. Right. That's Haflug to the extreme. So then there's no reason you shouldn't say like Shmuel. I hear. Very good. I don't know if that's what the Chaznish says, but I hear. And the Lech V'Simla says that everybody agrees four, and again, I don't understand it. I don't know why everyone would agree four. As far as Yom HaShavua is concerned, and this will be the last thing we'll do for today, the Shulchan Aruch in Si'if Vav talks about Yom HaShavua. Shulchan Aruch writes, just like she could be koveh vespa flaga mi yam shavim she'enim shavim, so too, bimei ha-chodesh, bimei ha-shavua shavim ve'enim shavim. Ketzad, Rasa Shalosh Pavim Bechel B'Shabbos, or B'Chamisha B'Shabbos. She sees three times on Sundays, or three times on Thursdays. So then she's Koveh Veses for Echel B'Shabbos, or B'Chamisha B'Shabbos. So the obvious kasha on that idea is, she sees every 3 weeks, I don't know why we pick three, every 4 weeks on a Tuesday. So every four Tuesdays she gets her period. So the obvious kasha is, isn't that exactly the same as a Haflaga? So the Shach, the Taurus of Shlomim rather, in Os Tes points out that it's not exactly the same as Haflaga, because Haflaga takes four times to be Koveya. To be Koveya, Tuesdays every 4 weeks, it only takes three times. But it should be pointed out, Pesach Yitshuv and Sifkat Ndalit quotes Chavis Das, that if it happens a fourth time, then we assume that it's a Haflaga and not a day of the week. Meaning, let's say a woman sees Dam every four Tuesdays, four times. And then the next month, she sees Dam on a Monday. Right? What are you choshish for 4 weeks later? Tuesday or Monday? So says the Chavis Das, Monday, because it's a Haflaga. She has a Ves Haflaga, meaning when you have to make a choice, what is this pattern that we just saw? Was this a pattern for Tuesdays, or was this a pattern for Haflaga? The answer is Haflaga. It's a much more common thing than a pattern for days of the week.
If you say that you can write up with three Tuesdays because it's a Tuesday, then you should have to be hushed every Tuesday. It should. And as soon as you say it's
no, that's that would be like Sirugid, meaning she doesn't see every Tuesday, meaning that would be like if every 3 months she saw on the 17th day of the month, so every 3 months she has to be chosen the 17th day of the month.
How many times did it say that's three gaps,
yeah.
So then, but then we're back to And you were saying why it is that you only need, how can it be you can prevail with three in the same, because it's Tuesdays, it's not that flutter, so therefore you only need three. But you only had two gaps of 4 weeks. You're saying it's kaveya.
This is a week about Yom HaChodesh, so therefore you only need
But it's not, no, because if all you're focusing is the day of the week, then you would have to be closed every Tuesday, which of course doesn't happen. Like,
no,
you're saying it's Tuesday every 4 weeks, you've only seen it Tuesday every 4 weeks twice, you've only had two gaps.
No, but it's viewed as chodesh. Yeah, it's viewed similar to a chodesh, meaning it's not a haflaga, even though it's not happening every single Tuesday.
Right.
Okay, we'll stop there. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll go weiter. We'll go on to the next. You've covered the basic vessels. Maybe we'll talk about the return of vessels and being ochre vessels. Vessel kfitza. I don't know. We'll see. I haven't decided yet. Have a great day, everybody.